different than anything we've experienced at the ballpark in the last maybe 40 years.
Underpacked.
Yeah, did you underpack?
Yeah. I think I need to get some cold gear today.
Yeah, man, I'm all ready. Bring it on.
The rest of the ticket team up here with us as well, Bad Radio, the Hardline, will all be at the game tonight and tomorrow night. And yesterday we got to check out the new Busch Stadium. It opened in 2006. They won the World Series that year. That's quite a way to christen a new ballpark. After playing for years in the old Busch Memorial Stadium, the big multi-purpose structure, and before that, Sportsman's Park, the Cardinals, one of the oldest teams in Major League history, born in 1882, now have one of the nicest stadiums in Major League Baseball. We had to pick up our credentials, so we got to see it during the daylight hours, and then we went back last night to the media VIP party and got to see it under the lights.
Boy, it's gorgeous. Right downtown. Just the setup of the stadium is really nice. The club level is mammoth. They did a really good job planning that. The sight lines, walking out on that club level and just seeing what it looked like behind the plate, they did a really good job of putting the stands right on top of the action. It's a beautiful ballpark.
It's so cool. You're behind home plate looking out towards center field, and you see the St. Louis skyline and the arch.
Yeah.
And at night, of course, all lit up, and it was just a really beautiful setting.
Awesome.
So where was the old Busch Stadium? Was it in that parking lot right beside New Busch Stadium?
Just down the road, wasn't it?
The new stadium is built partially in the footprint of the old stadium.
So where do they play in between?
The old, that's a good question. I guess they got it done in one off season.
That's impossible.
Because I looked at the map, and they had a map online, and the new stadium's home plate, or actually, I guess it would be left field, is kind of where the old stadium's right field was or center field was. It was just to the north of the new stadium, the old stadium.
I always thought Old Busch was kind of spare. I was never there, driving by it, it looked so spare, especially for a football stadium.
It was like Three Rivers or Riverfront. Yeah. They were just all the same. Veterans Stadium, another one of those. Yeah, you wouldn't think they could have gotten this done in... one off season. Oh, no, you know what? It says ground broken for the new stadium in 2004. So somehow, maybe it was slightly out of the old footprint, but the old one was in the same one block, two block area.
Huh.
And so the old Busch Stadium, or Busch Memorial Stadium, was started operating in 1966.
Right.
So... what was the name of the stadium before that?
Sportsman's Park. We just went through the lineage.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I needed to turn on my headphones.
So anyway, when we went back at night, we went back because when we checked in and got our credentials in the afternoon, they gave us invites to this VIP extravaganza party up in the club level at New Busch Stadium. And it was quite an extravaganza, I'll say that.
Yeah, I just figured it was going to be just a little bit of fanfare and, I don't know, maybe a room full of people. But it was held up in that club area, which is mammoth. That was a $250,000 party they threw there last night, don't you think?
Yeah, and who were all those people? All media. There's no way there's that much media.
It's like the Super Bowl media party. There's, sponsors there. Those are probably... they're suite holders at Cardinals games and stuff like that, sponsors of the Cardinals.
Well, when we arrived, it was like there was a drum group that going, some kind of percussionist group that was playing, and it was so loud. So you're walking up to this red carpet to these jungle beats, and there's lights, there's the lights, there's going back and forth, sweeping the sky, and, it's like a big club premiere or a Hollywood premiere. And you're walking on this red carpet, and you walk into this fancy party, and you realize that the red carpet you've been walking on is the hem of this beautiful girl's dress who's standing on this little pedestal.
Did you do the same thing I did? Quickly hop off of it?
Yes, I was on the train of your dress here. And
she
was gorgeous. She was like a vision.
She was. And she looked like, I thought it was just one of those circus trick things. I thought she was on stilts at first.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a tall gal.
She was 11 feet tall.
Yeah. And they were walking all around there. They had a lot of fancy, pretty girls who were dressed in, I guess, bird costumes in a way.
They were Cardinals.
They were Cardinals, but it's not like it was a mascot costume. It was, you know, beautiful kind of Cirque du Soleil looking stuff.
And when we walked in after getting off of the red carpet, you get in line for a picture with a Clydesdale. They had an Anheuser-Busch red wagon there, and they were serving beer out of the back of that. And then just across the walkway, they had this Clydesdale there, and people were in line. We didn't get our pictures taken with the Clydesdales. Kind of cool to be that close to one of those.
Yeah, I love those animals.
And those Clydesdales were so well-groomed. I mean, that beautiful horse looked perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect. And I kept wondering, where's the shovel for this thing around here?
That
thing,
you know, it was going to give it anymore.
Oh, my God. Because the horse itself is the size of a locomotive. So you
can
know,
you imagine the droppings.
Oh, the refuse that thing could expel. But
and they had one upstairs.
Yeah. There was another photo.
I rode up in the elevator with him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's how he got up
you
there.
You did not. Did
no,
you really?
No, I didn't. I don't know how they got that horse up
so
there.
So we had an awkward encounter right as we entered, and we're going to hear that at 8:40 and tell you the story of that. That was an extremely tense
terrible
moment.
Oh, I'm leaving the media.
Between media members who work in Dallas. Anyway, that's at 8:40 today. So we go upstairs, and the party is just huge. Like we mentioned, that club stretches from third base all the way around home to first base. And it is that whole back level. So, I mean, it's several football fields long. And there were all these people there, and they were all dressed to the nines. And I look down, and the three of us are wearing jeans.
Yeah, I at least had on khakis, but I felt very underdressed.
Oh, yeah, you did have khakis.
Yeah, George was the best dressed of the three of us. I was the worst dressed. I had jeans and a warm-up jacket on. I looked like the biggest spare.
And meanwhile, all these rich St. Louisianites...
Or the women's that were there last night.
God. There were so many women's.
Do you think they imported some of those? You know, like
yes,
people will do at a big party?
Yes, there's no good-looking women in St. Louis.
Just have a lot of eye candy.
I don't know about that.
Pretty good conversation between you two just
that
then.
Don't immediately rape the conversation.
You pay closer attention tonight at the game and get back to me on that. I think there are a lot of pretty women in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well... It was great to see that much bush in bush.
I'm sorry?
The beer.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was talking about?
Well, I knew. Yeah, and wow, what food and drink they had available in
that party.
Why
don't we just eat there?
Yeah, we went and ate dinner at the Hill last night at this really good Italian restaurant, but the spread was unbelievable.
I know it. And all the food looked so good, and they had that huge dessert table, which
boy,
is just...
I wanted to break out the conveyor belt so bad on that.
So did I. I wanted to unhinge the jaw. I mean, we were basically walking... That dessert table, it was like walking into that one section of Willy Wonka's factory where everything was made of candy. And
had
yet,
a chocolate fountain going.
And yet,
players.
My stomach was so crammed and packed with Italian food from that restaurant, I couldn't eat a single bite at this media party.
They had a very loud band there, and you guys didn't think too much of the band?
I liked them.
No, don't start with me on this. George pretended to like them just to annoy me, and he was dancing as they gave one rendition after another of just horrible cover songs.
They did a nice treatment of the Pink song,
They
Get
did
It Started.
Get It Started by Pink, and it was a guy singing that, I think. And then they did... What was the other one they
Tonight's
did?
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Oh,
the
black-eyed ding-dongs.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
I wanted to dance. You didn't want to get out there and dance. It was
no,
fun.
You were trying to, and you were embarrassing us. It was bad enough that we were dressed like maintenance workers there. But then you're the only one out there dancing.
We did look like we crashed the party. Everyone else was in suits.
I'm really surprised we weren't asked to leave. But we ran into several local Dallas media members. We ran into the great John Radigan, who's a friend of ours.
Mike Ducey.
Mm-hmm. Ran into him. He had some interesting things to say.
Yes, he did.
Things that we cannot talk about on air.
No,
certainly
I didn't know he was that wild when he was on the road.
Oh yeah. He gets after it.
But how does he know these women to contact them when he goes to a city?
That's part of the thing you weren't supposed to talk about over here.
As we're sitting there talking to Rads, up walks former Rangers managing president,
general partner about sports,
and guy behind the building and creation of the ballpark in Arlington, the great Tom Schieffer.
Mm.
And if you've been listening to The Ticket for a long, long time, if you're a day one P1, you know that the most tense on-air exchange ever in the history of the station was between me and Tom Schieffer.
Ever.
It got so
ever.
Ugly.
And it got uglier off the air.
Oh, my God.
This was back in 94, 95, and my basic problem with the Rangers at that time was they were a big market team. They were a top five market.
Right.
But they were spending like a small market team. They were spending like the Twins or the Mariners. And I couldn't understand that. Well, Tom Schieffer didn't like my opinion on that, and so he said, I'll come up to the studio and let's debate it. So we debated it, and it got really hot, and off the air, there was lots of ugliness. And he took a big swing at me, and then I hit him in the gut.
No.
No, it didn't get physical. Since then, we've patched it up. And he's always really nice and really gracious to me. But it was so tense just to see him there again, because I know deep down, even though he's on the surface gracious to me, I know deep down he hates me.
He hates you.
And I, you know what? I hate me. So I'm with him.
Is that one of your regrets?
Yeah, it is. It was year one of The Ticket, and although I think I was in the right with my argument, and we just had somebody on recently that mentioned that. Hey, in the old days, the Rangers were big market, but they spent small market. So I think I was right, but I didn't handle it in a proper way. I should not have let it ever get heated. And so to this day, when I see him, I'm just full of regret and tension and angst, and it made the party very uncomfortable.
Well, he forced a smile and a handshake. I mean, he forced himself to smile.
I was the first one to talk to him, and that was the first question he asked was, where's Junior? And I said, well, he's right over there, and so's Gordon. And he hadn't seen Gordo in a long time, and I guess it was before the beard and everything.
He said, what happened to you?
No, he said, you're all grown up now.
Right.
Yeah, so our exchange and our conversation with Tom Schieffer was fine. There is someone else, and this person is in the Dallas-Fort Worth media, that there's a lot of tension right now between this person and this show. That exchange last night at this VIP media party was not fine. It did not go well.
No.
And you're going to hear the audio of that tremendously tense exchange coming up next on The Ticket.